entering China. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. While much of the focus at the G7 summit is Russia's war against Ukraine, attention is also being paid to Beijing and its efforts to influence the developing world. Speaking from Germany, President Biden formally launched a global infrastructure and investment partnership.
It's a chance for us to share our positive vision for the future and let communities around the world see themselves and see for themselves the concrete benefits of partnering with democracies.
Most of the funding will come from the private sector, one of the first investments, a $2 billion solar farm in Southwest Africa. As for Russia, President Biden says the U.S. will ban gold imports. Gold is Russia's second biggest export. Swift action by state governments following the Supreme Court decision to reverse Roe v. Wade and remove abortion protections.
South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem said on ABC's This Week she applauds the ruling and its protection of the unborn.
This was wonderful news in the defense of life. Every life is precious.
Democrat Gretchen Whitmer, governor of Michigan, on CBS Face the Nation said despite the high court ruling, she's not stopping.
Using every tool we have to fight for reproductive rights for Michigan women and Ohio women and Indiana women who come to Michigan for their health care.
Whitmer faces a tough road defending abortion rights with a GOP-controlled state legislature that can override any bill she vetoes.
That's Fox's Grinnell Scott. As New York City's Pride Parade floats down Fifth Avenue, Planned Parenthood is front and center. This, as concern grows, the Supreme Court could go after same-sex marriage next. Pride parades are also being held in San Francisco and Chicago. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A lot of ground was covered by the House committee investigating the Capitol riot.
I think these hearings are unifying Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Libertarians, Greens, people across the spectrum in a determination that American constitutional democracy has got to work the way we know it has to work.
House Democrat and committee member Jamie Raskin on ABC's This Week, several Republicans loyal to efforts by former President Trump to overturn the 2020 election have defied subpoenas, and some are denying that they requested pardons. Evading a traffic stop leads to a laundry list of charges for a man in Oklahoma.
Officers attempted to pull over Wolf October Berry for not wearing a seatbelt when he allegedly sped away, crashed his truck, and took off running. Berry did manage to lay low for several hours by hiding in cow manure. Police got up to him and took him from the stink pile to jail. Officers say Berry not only evaded the law, but he had a loaded semi-automatic pistol in his truck.
Fox's Richard Jordan. There's a reason for fans of Westworld to sit in front of the TV tonight.
Westworld is back. The sci-fi dystopian drama continues to explore the existential themes that have made it a fan favorite, focusing on technology and how it affects humanity in the future.
Your kind made a sport out of hunting us. You controlled our every move. And now I'm going to do the same to you.
The cast is led by Evan Rachel Wood, Tessa Thompson, Ed Harris, and Jeffrey Dean Wright. The showrunners and creators Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy's ability to understand patterns makes this season as good as the previous three, revisiting some of its most memorable moments, only with new twists. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Puzo. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.